WI Radio Sports Authorities on mic. Sports Authorities Worldwide. CKIWI Radio. We all love our sports authorities.
Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, yes, indeedy, kitties. It's time once again for the things that you love the most. Ice Yahoo! Cream.
Ice cream.
There you go. Other things that you may like the most?
I think that does it better than I do.
Anyway,
so, hot pretzels and a Coke while walking in the mall, a couple of decades behind, and your sports authorities, which are here live tonight on Tuesday in our broadcast day. What do they have that NHL day where they have hockey all day long?
Oh, it's hockey day in Canada.
Yeah, all right. Well, now it's broadcast day where it's high and dry here in Detroit. For just for you. So, John Sarver here in Studio B with the sports authorities. Now, the sports authorities are not bought and paid for by anybody else, so we can tell you exactly how it is. We are under the DMCA and not the FCC. So, language would get a little weird. All of our opinions are our own, so don't try to sue us because you won't get anything. Let's see now.
We'll send you some pretzels.
That's right. You can always, let's see, we have the highest quality.
Highest standards.
Highest standards. And the Callmark Studios. And that's it, I think. I think that kind of puts us all around to what it is. So
we're not bought and paid for, though.
That was the very first thing we said.
That's right.
That's right. So we'll give you a wahoo.
Wahoo!
There you
wahoo!
Go for that one.
But if you want to buy
yeah,
papers,
really, there, yeah, that's yeah, right. You know. We will slant our positions towards you for the right
that's
amount
right.
of money.
Make an offer.
Any donations would be happily accepted.
Yes.
Yes. Even though we won't be, you know, we're not a cheap party gag. You just can't buy what, us the way. Okay, well, I guess you can just buy us the way you can.
Just bring some real money, though.
Talking about Ken, here is the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there listening to us this evening.
That's true, and who's also listening to you is our sport director here at CKWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Hi, everybody out there, and get ready.
All right, so this is how the game is played. Mark has written up yet another book like he normally does every week, and it's numbered by different kind of things that we're going to go to. So if you hear us calling out numbers, that means we're just going to go to that stanza of the music for today. Talking about the music for today, you'll love to know. I mean, do we have anything with the Lions? Do we give a damn?
Yeah, we do. Lions are
a
number.
Wait a minute. Here's something for you. This is the reason why I called you today. What league do the Peoria Rivermen play in?
Peoria Rivermen are in... Wow. That's a good one.
Isn't it? Thank you very much.
Peoria?
It's not what you think either. And we were like going, what the hell is that?
Boy, you might have me on this one.
Yeah. Stump the hockey star.
Yes. I think you got me on this one.
You really got me? Maybe we got that somewhere over here.
You really got me. You really
the Mid Illinois Beer League.
Almost. It was like the Southeastern Hockey National League or something like that. It's really kind of, it just has a bunch of like North Carolina teams and Illinois teams and kind of like Pennsylvania teams, a couple of Jeffy newbies like that.
Didn't everybody know that Peoria is now in the South? Did you know that?
Yeah, which was kind of...
After that damn storm went through...
Yeah, no kidding. I'm surprised I was even there whatsoever. For our fine friends that are listening there today on top of their roofs, you know, hi, how are you, and how you doing? Glad that you're with us today. So...
Boy, Peoria Rivermen in the Southeast.
Yeah. Because wow. I thought they were like an AHL team, not even. You know, which you'll be pleased to know that Paulie bought the AHL package, the minor league package. So why? So he could watch the Marlies.
Hey, the Marlies.
There you go, man.
There you go, Carl. The Marlies goes right along with the Maple Leafs there, Carl.
$80 to watch the Marlies, and I said, you got to be stupid as anything.
The Marlies, the IHL champion, Marlies.
That's for the minor league and the house thing. It should be the Hamilton Marlies.
No.
Yes. I mean, really, who gives a damn about... I mean, who gives a damn about the Leafs, let alone who gives a damn about their minor league
team? I care about the Maple Leafs. Come on now. The Maple Leafs, the better team. The best team.
Winning tradition since 1967.
That's right. That's right. Better than the Red Wings.
Wait a minute. The Red Wings are coming back. We're going to get Steve Yzerman running in
the show. Yeah. Okay.
There you go. Yeah, the Yzerman didn't give up everything down there to come up to see the Marlies. He's going to be the Griffin man.
He's got a whole shitload of work to take care of the Red Wings. I'll tell you that. First of all, he's got to get rid of the six defensemen they got, the six pylons.
Okay, we'll trade them.
Yeah.
Who wants them?
Toronto.
No.
Toronto. We can have Erickson. We'll throw Cronwall.
Shanahan's going, you know what? We're getting kind of close to success. We can't have this. How can we keep our 67? We want to go at least 100 years.
No.
So now all we need to do is wait another 50 more years.
Shoot for 108 like the Cubs, right?
There you go. There you are. And then it makes a cute little story that in the next century, you know, they can go all the way.
No.
Hey, the Lions are doing it. They're holding up their end.
Yeah, right, they are.
Yeah, they are. I mean, just because, really, the Leafs are like Johnny-come-latelys. They go, oh, look what the Lions are doing. We can do the same. Except for they waited. They waited too late. Waited another decade after that.
Yeah, it was 10 years.
Yeah. They said, okay.
But at least the Maple Leafs made the playoffs. The Lions can't even make the playoffs.
Playoffs? They play me playoffs. They just haven't won the playoffs.
Well, wait a minute. What's the deal with making the playoffs anyway?
Big deal.
As long as you're competitive, right?
The C word. The big C word.
That's right.
Shut up!
There you go. That's what we think about the C word.
Well, look. It comes down to this. You're running a professional sports franchise, right?
Right.
You have to keep up the pretense that you care about winning, right? So you have to talk the talk while you're running around like a bunch of idiots and you don't know what you're doing, right? So that's kind of what the Lions are doing, is they make people believe that they care about winning, but they don't care.
No, all they care about is filling those seats and making money.
That's right.
So, and you dumbass people keep going to the game, which equals them making money.
Thank you for your $5 beers, everybody.
What they should do is the Red Wing fans should bring those costumes over from
the Caesar's
Palace. The seat covers, right. They look like empty seats. Just stick them in there and then...
But you know what? You always hear on sport radio, I'm so mad at those Lions. You know, they just rip us off all the time. You know, they're never ever going to get any better. They play us as suckers and stuff. It's like, A, why are you emotional? And B, why do you keep going?
Right.
You know? I mean, we watch just to root against them, frankly.
Oh, yeah, John and I sit and there, and we just like, hey, look at San Francisco scored another touchdown. Yay. It's because the Lions are never going to change. They're just going to keep breaking your heart,
ever.
And you dumbasses keep going.
I mean, it's been that way since you've been alive, people. You know, unless it's you're 63, and that's when you were born, so you wouldn't even have known what football was.
And the common thread throughout this time is the fact that you can sell the excuses. The owner believes the excuses. The fans believe the excuses. So as long as you have an excuse, how long did Matt Miller ride the excuse train? I mean, God.
8 years, 9 years?
Yeah. And coach after coach. And we've always heard the thing, well, they're bringing in a new scheme. It's going to take them time. That's it. It's going to take them time. That's the excuse. So you're always looking, well, once this happens, but it never does. Look how they ran this thing. You know, they bring in Quinn, right? And they tell Quinn, well, you got to go with Caldwell as coach, right? And then, well, then Quinn, he's going to bring in his guy as coach, Patricia, right? Well, again, you got to change everything. And then eventually they're going to get tired of Quinn. They're going to fire him, bring somebody else. Well, you got to give him time. It's always you got to give him time. We've given you bastards 60 years. Okay?
Plus. Haven't you figured this out yet? No, you haven't.
We're tired of giving you time. You're done.
I can't think of anybody that hires a new GM and saddles them with coaches they don't want.
How dumb.
That's the weirdest damn thing.
So you bring in Patricia, but you make him keep the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and the head coach. And you didn't want any. I mean, you're coming in here to make your stamp on the team. You're here to wipe everybody away, start over, and do it the Patriot way.
And what's really bad is you're watching the game against the Jets, and as soon as the Lions start getting their ass kicked, the announcers are even starting with the excuses. Well, I guess they have to give Patricia time to implement his philosophies and stuff out of the team. They even get into it. It's like, really?
You suck. Got a great idea. We'll give him 60 years.
Okay, yeah. We'll give him over a half a century.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, really, what stays the same?
Losing.
No, the Fords.
Yeah. Well, that too. Yeah.
The Fords are the only thing that stays the same. I mean, how many, as much as you guys know about football, how many different ways did they play? They played the Joe Schmidt way, up the middle, break your nose, there you go, kind of thing. They did the run and shoot, you know, the Mouse June show. Okay, then they
ran and got shot, didn't they?
Yeah, that went well. And then they do the Patriot way, that's doing dandy. Then they did the Ravens way, that didn't go too far. You know, I'm trying to think.
Bobby Ross with his military academy.
That didn't go. The Monty Clark 49ers thing, that didn't go. You know, I mean, how long does it take you to become lionized? You know, look at the guy that came off the sidelines. Two-time Super Bowl champion. All of a sudden has a brain fart, comes off the sidelines, decks a dude for a legal play, and gets blown out, gets kicked out of the, where they probably could have used him a little bit at the end. But there's a lot of people there, too. It took 2 days for them to figure out some kind of angle why. And it was like, if they didn't call the guy holding, yes, it was a hold, yes, he had a grab of the guy's jersey, but it was away from the ball, and he should never have called it. If he didn't hold him, the guy could have been on his route, and there would have been no interception. So, you know, you call. If it's an infraction, it's an infraction.
Exactly.
But they only do it for Detroit and the bad teams. They wouldn't do that for New England. You know what? Then stop being a bad team.
Bingo.
You know? I mean, it was just like, you know who does that the most is NBA teams. You know, we got screwed by the ref. Score more points.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Same with Detroit. Score more points. Tell Stafford he's got 90 seconds to go and he's down 10. Even in the first quarter, tell him that.
Yeah.
That's the only time that his adrenaline gets rocking. You know, and now people are going, did he plateau? Is that it? Is, you know, he can't hit the long guys anymore or anything? It's like, who cares? Two games.
He missed an awful lot of open receivers.
He did. Yeah. And, I mean, if there's going to be a team that Detroit was going to beat, it was going to be the 49ers. Now, in Lion-esque form, they beat New England. It just goes to reason. They can't do the shitty teams. They win once, and they ride that on their 1-7th way. Well, they beat New England. You know, well, they got the talent to beat New England, you know. And then they go 1-7. Well, this week for sure, you know. I mean, this is... Packers aren't as tough as New England because how many times they play Chicago? Chicago's coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Chicago's defense was awesome last night.
Gee, why is that?
But they were playing Seattle. But Seattle is way off a kilter. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Yes,
yeah, Russell Wilson, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Well, they've lost a lot of the supporting cast.
Right, right. But, I mean,
yes,
he was running around like a chicken with his head cut off last night because they were just chasing his ass all over last night.
Why is Seattle always in the discussion? I don't understand it. They're like San Francisco to me. So what? You know, nice quarterback. And because really, the one thing that Mark and I were watching, I mean, all of a sudden, San Francisco in the fourth goes into Bend Don't Break.
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, you could literally see Mark was almost like scoping out. Look at the middle.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody in the middle.
Yeah.
For not one, not two, but like four series, you know? How?
Right. I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, now you just got up 30 to 13, and now all of a sudden you guys are like playing where they're selling popcorn.
Yeah.
Why you do that?
Yeah.
You played this defense to where you've got yourself a 17-point lead, and now you're going to change it.
You know, the Jets did that too. They started playing prevent, and prevent never gets you anything except for that other team in field goal range. You know, if that's the point, okay, then stuff them and cuff them.
Well, I mean, the Jets may be a little bit different because they got up way up. But Stafford and 17 points, it's a little bit different.
Brings me to one of my pet peeves. You always hear the same BS from NFL coaches. Well, we're going to go into prevent defense because we're trying to work time off the clock.
Okay? How does that work?
It doesn't.
Because they keep going out of bounds, or it's a pass 10 yards.
It's like, south of the clock. Well, we have to run the ball to set up the pass. No, you don't. If you can't run the ball, it doesn't set up the pass. I understand that you're trying to make play action work by running the ball here and there, trying to run the ball here and there. But if your running game isn't a credible threat, it doesn't help to set up play action.
Prevents defense.
What I'm saying is, you hear these things out of the coaches right. that don't make sense, but they all say it because it's all their common
cliches.
Well, you want to start running down the clock quickly because really, Detroit had three timeouts and the 2-minute warning, and Mark and I are going, why aren't they calling it out?
But here's the deal: you're playing prevent defense, and yeah, they're working time off the clock by moving the ball down the field. And you score a touchdown, score another touchdown. Okay, so you worked some time off the clock. They worked some points onto the board.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing them way off the ball, way, way, way off the ball.
If you stop them, doesn't that take time off the clock, too, because you get the ball back?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then you run three running plays.
Yeah.
You know, drop your knee, and then there you go. You know, because they go, all they need is the first down, and the game would be over. And then that wasn't even for sure.
But what do you see? You see that risk aversion among the coaching ranks. I don't want to try anything different. As long as I have the cliche going, I have the excuse, and I'll keep my job for a while longer.
Instead of trying to win the game.
Exactly.
They're trying not to lose the game.
They're trying not to look bad.
But here's what blows that a little bit, is what happened in the 49ers situation. The guy throws a pick six with a minute and a half to go, lost the game.
Yeah.
You know, he would have lost the game if it wasn't for that penalty way off the ball. So they tried something unconventional by throwing the ball, and that blew up in their face, and that's why they're risk-averse.
The problem was he didn't disguise that pass.
No, but
that guy knew exactly where that ball was going. That's why he picked it off.
But he threw the ball anyways. Now, even if he just would have kept it on the ground and stuff, there's no way he picks it off. There's no pick six. So they play it safe, drop a knee, and then hope to God their punter can really do something about it, you know.
But in that situation, if they would have been more of, instead of run, and then have to throw the ball on third down, if they would have thrown in a pass either on first or second down, they wouldn't have been in that situation to where they had to throw that ball on third down.
They must do some really crazy clock management.
Sometimes you wonder if those guys are drinking on the sidelines. It's like, what the hell are you... You know, play calling. It's
That's why you have doing? That. I mean, that's why you have the guy. I don't think there's anybody that manages the clock in Detroit.
No.
Not with Bluto. Because you don't call a timeout for 10 seconds. And that's basically what that third one was. And it was like, jeez, God almighty. That's good, though. But that's good for us. You know, that means there was another loss. Yay. I mean, the Packers scare you?
Hard to say, yeah.
Well, if Aaron Rodgers plays good, he's got the receivers now. He's got, you know, Davante Adams and Jimmy Graham. He's got the receivers.
Let me say this. Did the Packers scare me? As the Detroit Lions, everybody scares me.
Yeah. anybody that plays the Lions should scare him.
Should scare him, yeah. Okay. Because
the
good
way they play.
They're not good.
Right.
Yeah, they're not, but they're lucky. I mean, that pick six at the end, that was lucky. That all of a sudden Stafford somehow kicks into some magical gear, scores 14 points in, what, 4 minutes? That's lucky.
But that's the only time he plays good.
That's what I'm saying. Tell him he's down by two scores and it's 3 minutes to go. He kicks it into gear, man. First, second period, or quarter, doesn't care, doesn't matter. Third, he gets kind of crazy. It's just the end of the first and the end of the game, he starts cranking it. And I don't know if he's that good, or just like we were talking about, that the other team goes into the prevent.
Yeah.
You know, and just gives up yard after yard after yard after yard.
And that's where he pads all his stats.
That's why you showed the stats that he threw the ball 53 times.
Right, for 350 yards, 347
yards? Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
He threw the ball 53 yards. So that means two things. Number one is you're behind in the game, and number two, you have no running game. That's what it means.
The running game...
Was okay, but he didn't get 100 yards.
It's okay. Who ran?
They got 100 yards between four guys.
Did they finish with over 100?
Did they?
Okay.
Just 100 total.
Okay.
100 even.
Yeah, one guy had 40 yards, one guy had 38, yeah. And one guy had 15, and another guy had like
and the other guy got the ejection.
Okay, so 100 yards, it's passable.
For four guys? No, it's not.
It's passable.
God.
I mean, that means, okay, you didn't just get stopped at the line of scrimmage every run. Okay, you got some yards. Is it a lot? No, it's not a lot, but...
How many attempts?
But I think their average was still less than 3 yards a carry.
Yeah, I was going to say
how many times he run it.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
I mean, I think if they ran it 30 times and he threw 53, it's 83 plays. I mean,
I think they ran it like 22 times or something. Wow. 20 times. I didn't put that stat in. I just put down the 100 yards because I was just like, really, 100 yards. For the type of offense the Lions run, they have to run the ball more to protect Stafford.
I mean, they have to successfully run the ball more.
Okay, all right. I forgot the success.
Not they need to run the ball more frequently. They need to run the ball better.
Because otherwise, Stafford's going to get killed because they're going to tee off on him.
Do you have any confidence that this team knows how to improve its running game?
Well, gee, according to
Jim Bob,
the coach, he had that problem solved, and as you can see, he doesn't have that problem solved.
So, do you have any confidence going forward that they're going?
Oh, hell no!
No, not at all.
No, T.J. Lang and the rest of those guys. No, the blocking schemes and stuff—they haven't fixed that yet.
No.
Yeah, but Paul is—you can see—he's a quality runner, but now he's becoming lionized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, here's the most underused guy in that whole team. Is Golden Tate. By far. That guy's got talent up the gazoo, and they just waste him away. And I don't know why. You know, why is he still there? I mean, the guy can fly, he can catch, he knows his routes, but he's like the third checkoff. Mr. Checkoff. You know? And I don't know why that is. You would think that would be the go-to guy every single time. Not Ebron.
Especially when they need like a third down and three, third down and four. He does that little check down.
Yeah.
But
2-3 yards down the field, and he usually gets that first down. But no, they seem to just like, we'll throw it to Galladay down the field.
Well, see, now we know.
It's Galladay all the way.
We know that we can throw it to Golden Tate, but the other guys know too. So what we're going to do is we're going to fool them.
And throw it to Golden Tate.
We're going to throw it to somewhere else.
We'll throw it to Galladay, and we'll just overthrow him.
Yeah.
Galladay, I'm telling you, he's shaping up to be a fine receiver.
The Lions, if you look at all the teams, they have a good core of receivers. The problem is Stafford's not hitting them.
No.
He's leaving them out there, and he's overthrowing them, underthrowing them. And I think a lot of it has to do with him getting his ass beat the first game.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, is he hearing feet now?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, anybody that's getting close, he's dumping that ball.
Yeah, here's the other thing, too, though. I mean, you look at this defense. You look what it did week one. You look what it did this week. There we go.
There you are.
That defense earned that. Okay.
Yeah, because now, let's see, that's 47, and 30. That's 77 points they've given up in two games.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not going to get you anywhere.
To really, these, if anybody looked at the schedule, they said, okay, 2-0 going into New England.
Right.
You know? And now that it's just the opposite, I'm telling you, man, I'm worried about.
Well,
New England's not playing well, and Detroit always does these things to screw up everything. You know, Detroit has the winning seat this time around.
Well, you know what? That's true sometimes. And sometimes they get through the year and they're 2-14.
Let's hope.
Okay. So, I mean, there's no guarantees that they're going to rise up here.
No.
Sometimes they just crap the bed and they lay in it.
Yeah, but all of a sudden New England is not the New England you know and love.
It doesn't matter. When you play the Lions, suddenly you look a lot better.
I got to tell you, but I don't remember the New England secondary being all that fabulous. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
years past, New England mostly won games with their offense, not so much with their defense.
Yeah, well, now that you got, you know, perhaps the best defensive coach, you blew him out and brought some 90-year-old guy from Boston College. You know, it's like, what? I mean, it was such a Lion move.
Yeah.
You know, good Lord. What was Bluto thinking? Because this was a Bluto move, you know. But take a look at what Bluto, where's your draft round from like 5, 6, 7? One of them is gone. One of them went over to, they cut him already. And now he's in Cleveland, and he's doing a heck of a job, you know. So that's a Bluto move. That's his draft. It's not like he got, you know, Cadwell's cast-offs, you know. So they're not drafting. They don't have the right coaches. How long does Joe Bob hang around, even though Stafford cried all day long to keep him, you know? You impressed with? I mean, as much of a genius as he was 2 years ago, you know what that always reminds me of? It always reminds me of the backup quarterbacks or the backup goalies.
Yeah.
You know, they shine for about 3 or 4 games, and then boom. And the same thing as the Joe Bob guy. I can't see him. Where's the genius part anymore?
Well, what they did is they took the tapes in and studied it, broke it down, said, here's what he's doing, here's how you stop it.
And if there are other teams that are knowing what the signals are?
Here we go again, huh?
Yeah. Where did we see this before?
Well, it's not just that you know the signals. You know the pattern of the play calling.
And you know the formations of the way they set up.
Because they aren't imaginative. They do the same thing over and over again.
True.
You know, just like you can tell a lot by where the running back sets up. If he sets up deep, it's usually a running play. If he sets up not as deep, it's usually a passing play. You know, you can sort of tell. You might not be able to tell where the ball is going to get thrown, but you can at least tell it's going to either be a running or a passing play. That helps you 50% right there.
And also who's in
the game at that time.
Yeah, so if you got Riddick out there, it's probably more likely to be a pass.
Pass, because Riddick isn't your running back. He's your guy to usually throw the ball to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then where do you put Abdullah?
Bench. Abdullah.
Press box.
Abdullah hasn't even been running.
Yeah, he didn't even suit this game.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the game.
You got 4 guys that are your runners. You know, Blount, Kerryon, who else?
Riddick.
Riddick and Stafford had running.
Well, see, Stafford doesn't count as a running game, though.
No, but that was your rushers that accumulated your 100 yards.
Your running backs got you a lot less than 100.
Right. Yeah, you only had 3 running backs, and Stafford got you 9 yards.
Just 9 yards? All right. So these guys did 34 a game.
That's what I'm saying. So,
so that's really
9
scared.
Yards out of that 100 was Stafford's. One rushing for 9 yards.
I don't see anybody breaking out, and since they don't have, is that guy still have the Slay still have a concussion? Will he be eligible for this game?
Who's that?
Big Play Slay.
Yeah, they took him out. No, I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, unless Bluto is one of those guys. Check the injury report. You know, it's like just tell us. I mean, Bowman used to be an idiot like that too. Yeah. You know, just are you hurt? You're playing. Who cares either way? You know, either way, we're going to know if he's on the ice / on the field. He's playing. know.
And that's why they don't that's like hockey. They don't reveal where you get hurt, because as soon as you reveal, they're going to try to slash you or smack you and try to hurt that area of the body.
The upper body or the lower body.
Yeah, that's why they just tell you upper or lower now.
Which is even more dumb. All right, so the guy's hurt and away you go. But what's not hurt are... There you go, your Detroit Red Wings coming around the corner. It is time, kids. Go get your $40 parking permit. It is time for hockey.
That's right. $40 parking, your $150 or $200 tickets. Man, come on. Start selling some stocks to buy those tickets.
There you go. Don't sell your Tesla stock, just not yet. You know,
it hasn't gone down enough yet.
Or up yet.
Do you know that it's amazing what they're going to try to do? But the good thing is that your famous Detroit captain is now gone.
Now if they can just get rid of a few more.
Yeah, but now here's the story, and it's like what you and I were talking about on Saturday. Who do you put the captain on in Detroit? Go ahead, put it on Larkin. Let's see how this works out.
Howard.
You know? How? Yeah, really. Get Lungo back.
Erickson.
Erickson, yeah, they'll beef his game up. That'll make him have a little bit of pride.
That's right. Just put it on the tallest guy, Erickson.
When does season begin? The season?
October 3rd.
Who do the Wings play?
I don't think the Wings start.
Well, then October it doesn't 3rd. Start then.
So I think they start the 4th.
Well, then that's when October it 3rd.
Maple Leafs and Montreal at Scotiabank Arena.
Scotiabank?
Yep. Oh. Air Canada Center is no more. It's Scotiabank Arena now.
Why? Because they were embarrassed?
I don't know. Maybe a plane crashed. I don't know. Who knows? I have no idea. They lost their rights, and now Scotiabank
Arena. The bank had more money.
Yeah, the bank had more money.
They crashed.
Air Canada wouldn't give the Maple Leafs any free tickets.
That makes sense to me.
Who knows? I have no idea.
Plane crash. Take the name off that building. Okay, hurry.
No more freaking flyer miles for the Maple Leafs, so they told him to go to hell. Get it off the building.
Does anyone really care anymore? After Guaranteed Rate Stadium, I mean...
Yeah. It's Pittsburgh Paint Arena. I mean, come on. You guys are getting ridiculous with the names anyways.
Can't you just call it the Gardens again? That was cool.
Yeah, call it Maple Leaf Gardens.
Maple Leaf Gardens was one of the nicest, classiest names I've ever heard. You know, because even back where... I'm trying to think where Chicago played.
The stadium. Chicago Stadium.
Yeah, okay. I mean, back in the day, you had graceful names for hockey arenas.
And Chicago Stadium had the little clock with the little... The... What do you call it? The little timer thing, not the digits. They had the little with the second hand and the going around.
Yep. Then you had the Boston Gardens. You had the Forum.
The Fabulous Forum.
Fabulous Forum, yes.
Yeah.
Or the Felt Forum.
And the Olympia.
And the Olympia.
Yeah. All right, but go around. You had Madison Square.
Yep.
And it's Boston still there. Gardens. Yeah, but not in as we know it.
No.
Toronto had. The
Maple Leaf Gardens.
Montreal had the Forum.
Forum.
I'm trying to think of original six. Chicago, is this called Chicago Stadium?
Chicago Stadium.
And then Boston Gardens.
Where did they play football? Oh, Soldier Stadium.
Soldier Field.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, of all those, but where did St. Louis play originally? Ross and Perina Garden.
They had names, too. What did they play? Scott Trade Stadium?
Scott Towel. Yeah, so the something. Toilet paper. Yeah, but that's now, though. It wasn't back in 67 with Andy Bathgate.
I think they just called it St. Louis Arena, I think, back then. I think.
Final answer?
We'll have the intern look at it.
Okay. Yeah, have the intern look at it up. But see, that was kind of all the ones. The original six teams, they all had very classy.
And Pittsburgh had the Igloo. When they came into the league.
How much, you know, we asked this before, and we wonder how much it is. How much money do they actually get from naming rights? You know, that you would blow something as DTE Energy Theater. You know, how? I mean, nobody ever even calls it that. You kind of, it's like a commercial. You walk right past it.
Yeah.
I don't. The thing about it is it really worth the money?
The embarrassment
to spend. You know, to call a stadium.
Right.
You know, to pay that money to just to have a stadium in your name. I don't know.
I mean, that's all ego. What is the worst
it's
name
exactly
stadium?
What it is.
It's just like Comerica.
Yeah.
Comerica, and they don't even, and now they don't even have a headquarters here. It's
right.
In Texas.
Yeah.
So what's the worst name stadium?
Guaranteed rate.
Guaranteed rate.
Absolutely. That's a joke.
What's it in Pittsburgh? Isn't it Heinz Field or something?
Heinz Field's a football stadium.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, any stadium anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball, too. I mean, I don't know how Chicago, how Wrigley Field stays around, you know?
The basketball arena for the Suns is named after a casino. And it's a long one, too. It's something. And it's weird.
Yeah. And, you know, talk about naming some of the football bowls.
Yeah, enough of those things,
too.
That
gets so...
And they're going to add five more this year.
Going to add five? What? So if you're 4-0...
Yeah, they said it's almost at a point that if you have a 500 record, you can get into a bowl. And it's like, why don't you just have a freaking bowl for... Your team, you get a bowl.
And you get to the point where, you know, you were starting to run out of sponsors, right? So you have the Preparation H Bowl. You know?
Yeah.
For those assholes.
Yeah. It's like, I think we had a story on this back, I don't know, you know, 5 months ago, 6 months ago about the bowl games. And I'm pretty sure I brought it up that I think starting this year, they're adding five or something.
How are you going to get, I mean, after the Cherry Bowl or the Motor City Bowl or the Little Caesars Bowl or whatever the hell they call the damn thing, you know, how much more, I mean, and those are, when you're playing the third worst team in the MAC versus the eighth worst team in the Big Ten, you know, who's going to that?
That's what I'm saying. And then you turn the game on and watch it, and it almost looks like freaking Pizza Arena watching
the
fucking Red Ring game.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody there. What are they, all in the concourse watching the goddamn game on the TVs?
I can hardly wait for them to try that one again, you know?
I mean, come on. You know, do all the arenas have TVs in the concourses? I mean, you know, stop with that crap already.
You know, you just want to go... to any kind of Red Wing official that said, oh, during the game that they paid $115 per ticket, they were walking around the stadium. Any Wing fan, this is not their first rodeo.
Yeah.
If you're a Wing fan, you're a Wing fan pretty deep in there. And you're not going to get up while the hockey game is going on for periods at a time, you know. And you don't have to worry about getting early because parking is right there at little Tweezer Arena or whatever it is. You know?
I mean, is anybody in their right mind spend $200 on a goddamn hockey ticket and then go out and look at a freaking statue while the hockey game is on? Like, come on.
Yeah, that was... People kind of believed it. Well, it's so stupid, it makes sense. But you can't get away with it again this year. And you know it's really going to be...
How many times are you going to look at the same damn statue, huh?
Yeah.
Or the sewer cover of Mickey Redmond? Come on.
There you go.
It's not working.
I mean,
there's just nobody there. Now shut up.
They do that more than they'd look at Hewitt Foster, but whatever.
Foster Hewitt. The best Maple Leaf announcer ever. Thank you very much.
Better than Howie Meeker? I think not.
Well, he was TV.
Howie was a legend.
And Foster Hewitt was radio.
Yeah, so?
Howie was TV, though. There's a difference. And Howie was a color commentator, not an actual announcer.
Doesn't matter. He was in the booth, right? People knew Cosell more than they knew Frank.
But I'm just saying, Foster Hewitt actually announced the game. Howie Meeker was just like a Mickey Redmond. Had Mickey Redmond try to announce a hockey game, he wouldn't be able to do it. He couldn't do Ken Daniels' job.
Or Ken Cal's.
Or,
well, that's not the reason why they're there, though.
But I'm just saying. You're trying to compare how you're trying to compare Mickey Redmond to Foster Hewitt. That's apples and oranges.
There you go. Wait a minute, did I say Mickey Redmond? I didn't even bring up Mickey Redmond.
But Mickey Redmond is your comparison to Howie Meeker.
Okay.
Whatever. Okay.
I still think Danny Gallivan is the best.
Danny Gallivan and Dick Irvin were probably the best tandem ever.
A cascading shot.
Cannonading drive.
Cannonading.
They have the shittiest teams, but they got the greatest hockey show ever.
Yep.
You know, I'm not real wild about the round table business, you know, at the end or in between periods and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of played. You know, I mean, less round table, more Don Cherry. I mean, the guy's not going to be around with us a whole big bunch longer, you know. Bring those two guys back down. Give them coach's corner for 10 minutes.
Yeah, instead of three.
Yeah.
Or four. Or
between two Esso commercials and a Canadian Tire commercial and a Air Canadian Tire with a plane going down.
We need a sound effect.
Welcome to Air Canada. At Toronto Stadium. International Airport.
God. There you go. There's your Air Canada. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for showing up.
Yeah. Oh, man. I tell
See?
You.
There you are. God love the Marlies.
And the Maple Leafs.
Loser.
There you go. I mean, anybody.
Winning tradition since 1967.
There you go. Win something. Go somewhere. Enough of the heat. I mean, we had to give you the world's greatest coach. We just gave it to you because you couldn't find a coach. We gave you your GM because you couldn't find a GM. I mean, half of all your brain trust in Toronto are Red Wings. There you go.
What do you want next, Steve Yzerman?
Holy God, we give you half of our team playing. I mean, we could have gave you Tartar. I don't know.
No, that's okay.
Let's give him Erickson.
Oh, God.
No, you guys.
Hurry.
Bunch of y'all can keep Thomas Tatar in his $5.5 million contract.
Jeez, what a mess.
Wow.
I can't believe they bought it. I mean, they had to be like, look, just take the kid. We'll work out something later. Yeah. Okay. You know?
Cash considerations.
Yeah, we owe you one.
Yeah, a player to be named later.
Yeah. Much later.
We'll give you a ride on our famous Air Canada plane.
the one that isn't crashing.
Yeah, not the team plane. Yeah. Give you the media plane.
The one that still has fuel in it.
Let's take a look. Let's make sure that NHL thingy is working for you, too. I totally forgot to remind you that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Maple. Oh, by the way.
Finger on the button.
Yep. The Ottawa Senators play the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. No, don't boo this. Don't boo this.
It's a knee-jerk reaction.
At the Lucan Community Memorial Center
tonight.
The
craft thing? Oh, I'll give it.
What do you mean knee-jerk reaction? The national anthem's not playing.
I didn't say knee-falling-down reaction.
Oh, okay. And at the Lucan Community Memorial Center tonight. And this is the
Kraft thing?
Kraft Hockeyville game.
I'll give you a woohoo.
Woohoo!
There you go.
Which is
oh yeah,
is given to the team the city that got the most votes in
most boos
in Kraft Hockeyville last year.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, congratulations. That had to come from the Canadian side of Kraft. Had to, because America would not have thought that or be that generous.
They did have one. They did have one for America too.
Where?
Some city in Minnesota or North Dakota.
Some
or
city in
I can't remember which
North Carolina.
But
somewhere in Fayetteville.
But Lucan received $250,000 in arena upgrades.
Good for you. That's a beautiful story. I love that, man. Another woohoo.
And I guess both teams were out early after the morning skate, and they were all out signing autographs.
It's a school day. What the hell?
Well, they probably shut the freaking city down for this thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
But Mitch Marner and Kadri and John Tavares, newly acquired John Tavares, is playing his first game for the Maple Leafs tonight. We're all out signing autographs for like an hour or two today before, right after the morning skate.
This is their first?
First preseason game tonight.
So how long are they going to play? 20 seconds?
Oh, no. They're in the actual lineup tonight. They sent an actual major league lineup to the game tonight. They only put in like three or four rookies, and they actually sent an NHL lineup from last year over there tonight.
And they get a $250,000 arena upgrade. That's awesome. I mean, we saw that arena. It was for a little town. Yeah, I guess it's
$250,000 will spruce it up. Pretty good.
I think. That's true. I mean, at least I'll get a nice lawn and edging from M&M.
Yep. I'll even drive the mower up there and cut the grass.
No charge
for them.
But we're not edging. We're not weeding. We're not edging.
That's right.
It's only $250,000.
Yeah, edging's extra.
There you go. But the rest of it look good. And get out of the parking lot, damn it. Don't make me cut there if you guys are going to show up in the parking lot and not tell me that you got an event going on. What's the matter with you people?
That's right. If I'm coming up there, you guys clear the area out so I can get my job done the right way.
Don't walk in front of me when I'm cutting the lawn.
And using the blower, too. Damn it. If I'm using the blower, walk behind me so I don't blow stuff in your face.
Do you know what? Mark and I actually went to the second to last week of Northville Downs.
Oh, was that an experience?
There is a reason why.
That was the experience.
Yeah. It wasn't now.
That's the difference between Hazel Park Raceway and Northville Downs is night and day. I would say that Hazel Park right now looks better than Northville Downs does now.
Hazel Park is the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. I mean, Northville Downs is a slum, and it looks slummy. And you know where Northville is? I mean, that's, you know, they'll tell you how ritzy it is over there. But it's, this place had no, the city grew up around it, and it grew up ritzy, and they didn't put $1 into this. What really reminded me, and I think we said this before, reminded me of Sears in Macomb Mall in the very last years, where they didn't put any money into it, and everything looked kind of shabby and shit like that. I mean, I don't know where the nearest trailer park was, but they must have let everybody out. You know, they must have got everybody in the Uber, and away they went, you know, with their banjos and everything.
They put them in the straw wagon and drove them over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeehaw! Granny picked them up.
With the guy with the banjo and everything. Some dude blowing into a jug.
Jethro was driving.
Oh, my God. They didn't find any cement ponds, but oh, was this thing. You couldn't read the scoreboard because the lights were randomly out. The paint was peeling. The concourse is one of the scariest things. It looked like everybody that was gone from work release was there, you know.
They had card tables just set out, like, and then people were sitting down. It's like there's no place to sit.
Yeah, they literally have no seats.
Yeah.
Where over at Hazel Park they had like bench. I mean, they had a beautiful, you
like
know,
a grandstand.
Yeah, it was awesome with nice seats and everything.
Yeah,
and the promenade, you could actually stand there. They had wonderful, you know, picnic tables and all kinds of stuff there. And this thing was just like, you know, again, it was like, it reminded me of like a dentist commercial, and it was the before, you know, with everybody with a couple of tooths missing. And
we couldn't even find, we were looking to find a place to buy a program. We finally had to grab one out of the garbage.
Trash, man.
We had to grab one out of the garbage because we couldn't find one to buy one.
And I had to beat two guys who were living in there. Get out of here. I mean, Mark and I were the only two guys that had sleeves on our shirts. Give you a picture of what we're dealing with, and that includes the women, you know. So it was like we didn't know where to bet because there's nowhere that says bet here. You know, it's like their own little club they didn't want anything to know about. But, boy, you can tell they're just dying to knock that thing over and put condos in there. You know, but the bad thing is, so there's no horse racing in Michigan anymore. That's it.
I think we need to open up one.
Schwartz Creek is still around. I mean, it's there still. I mean, I don't understand what the big push was about Hazel Park. It's still all there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They could have raced all year.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, because the season would have been over.
Yeah, the season would have been over...
Now.
Yeah, at the end
next
of this
week.
Month.
Yeah.
This month.
Yeah, because Northville took their schedule. But, geez, the Trotters are just like, you know, yuck. But we don't have to worry about that anymore. And that's, I think, the first time since World War II that there's no horse betting in Michigan, which is really kind of strange, frankly, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. So, I know. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
I know, really. How are you going to get the system down unless you do the off-site wagering, which you don't want to do?
No,
because God knows where your money's going to. All right, what's number six all about, Alfie?
Number six.
Oh, my God, another Toronto story. All right, let's keep moving.
Go to seven. Okay. I like number seven.
No, number six. No, they're just talking about the Vegas Golden Knights are the hottest ticket.
That's unusual.
To buy. They've surpassed my Maple Leafs. As far as the hottest ticket to buy.
Is that a squeeze a Toronto story in there? Honest to God. All right. So what was number seven?
Number seven. Oh, the NHL has entered into an official agreement with the liquor brand Jägermeister. How about that?
To bring fans to the official shot of the official shot of the NHL is Jägermeister?
Yep.
Here's a fucking clue, idiots. Nobody drinks Jägermeister anymore. That was real popular about 9 years ago. Not now. You couldn't give away Jägermeister. Hell, we have Jägermeister at the bar here. We have not even opened it. It's still frozen. We have not opened it. And that's for like 4 or 5 years. 2 or 3 years.
The go-to shot in sports. That's the new catchphrase.
Isn't
the go-to shot in sports.
Isn't that cute?
The official fast-acting refreshment as well, along with the runner-up Vegas Golden Knights from the NHL hilarious release. The official ice-cold shot of the NHL. Our fans will enjoy the ice-cold herbal liqueur they love with unparalleled experience of the NHL. What? If anything, yuck. I mean, why? Why don't you bring back Boone's Farm, you know, the official wine of the NHL? Jesus God almighty, the NHL cannot get things straight.
Nope.
Great, great sport. Good, great
advertising
fans.
Has gone to shit.
My God. All right, do we want to get into khaki pants?
Yeah, good old khaki pants.
There's
Michigan 45, SMU 20. Okay, well, they should have kicked their ass even worse than that.
Didn't we tell you that they were going to, like, really lay them up? Because now, all of a sudden in college football, you lose one game, your season's done. If you don't at least get to 50 points a game, then you're not looked at. You're not looked at as a considerator. You know, so it's like, okay. Yeah. For the one thing that college football was not to pile on at the end. Now you pile on at the end.
Yep.
You know, and now Nebraska, what the hell has happened to that franchise?
I don't
know. Did we bring in Nebraska and Rutgers? For they need, like, you know, bottom feeders.
The thing about it is Nebraska has been a good team for a long time. I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah, I mean, they're like down to Nowhereville. Purdue down to Nowhereville.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, Nebraska and Oklahoma were like, that was the game.
Yeah, that was the gold standard.
Yeah.
And now Nebraska, Iowa.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And now Oklahoma still kept it up for the most part, but Nebraska's fallen off the deep end.
Yeah, big time. I mean, Nebraska used to be Nebraska, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
even those were good games.
Those were barn burners.
Yeah, when Bill McCartney was that him? when he was out in Colorado, he used
not
to,
Paul not Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bill, but. Those were, you know, when he was out there, Colorado had pretty good teams. You know, that's when Nebraska had good teams. Oklahoma had good teams. You know, that was a pretty good rivalry. But now Colorado's falling off the wagon a little bit. Nebraska's falling off the mountain. Oklahoma's still in the top five.
Which is really kind of weird because you always had Iowa. You never knew what they were going to do. They were either going to be very strong or not. Wisconsin, 75% of the chance they're going to be pretty good.
And Minnesota. They lost this week. They lost to BYU this week. I don't know.
Bring your own. Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of like the Big Ten. How many, in the Big Ten basketball league, how many teams are in there?
14.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
Okay, so it's 14 for football, 14 for basketball, but for fencing, not as much. Okay.
No, it's three.
All right.
Or whatever.
Makes sense to you.
Now, hockey, Big Ten, there's, I think, more.
More? What, do we got Notre Dame?
No, I think they have...
Hopefully not Maryland.
I'm trying to think. I think there's a couple. I think Notre Dame is in the Big Ten for hockey.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. The B-I-G. Now, your Big Ten, I mean, really just goes to say, guys, you got to change it.
See, this is what I'm saying. Notre Dame is not in for football and basketball and stuff like that, but I think Notre Dame is in the Big Ten for
because you know how hockey. Deluded they would be? You know how non-financially fun they would be if they had to be in the Big IG, you know?
Right.
See, that's what I'm saying. They should rename it to the Big X because... X is a variable in algebra, so you can whatever number you want to put there, you can put there.
Right. Or the XFL next year, XFL 2. Here it comes. Talk about coming. What didn't we talk about in one whole minute there, Kenny?
We didn't talk about NFL instant replay, okay? Going to go on a rant here. Watching the Lions game, and the first touchdown in the first quarter for the Lions, they had to go to video review, and they're dinking around with it, and the announcer says, we're going to go for a break. They're going to be here a while. They ran, I counted them, 6 commercials, and then they came back and did a network promo. And he came back and said, well, the play on the field has been confirmed. And I looked up the rule, and it says you're supposed to have incontrovertible evidence to overturn the play, and it's not supposed to take longer than 60 seconds. And they ran 6 commercials. You want to know why the NFL is getting boring and why that's ridiculous. What they're trying to do is they're trying to, rather than confirm the play on the field and avoid any egregious errors, they're trying to really nitpick this thing because they're tired of getting badmouthed by ESPN every time they blow a call. But that's not the point of video replay, and it's slowing the game down. By the time they came back to it, I couldn't remember what they were actually looking at anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, Mark Milicek, what did we not talk about one whole minute? Because we got to go to Protostar right now.
Well, I just want to give everybody a update on Michael Fulmer. He's out for the year with a torn meniscus in his right knee.
Should have traded him. God bless, should have traded him.
So he's definitely done for the year. Do we have another China doll like Norris? I don't know.
There you go. Maybe. Great trades. But not so good trade is it's time for us to trade out of here so we can get to Protostar. For all you people waiting to listen to Protostar. So, for the super CPA Ken Pocket and for our sport director Mark Milicek, we will see you next Tuesday on broadcast day. Up and Maple the Leafs wing scored.
Maple Leafs just scored.
Yay! Yay! Gotta do the manual boo. 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 So until that time, kiddies, we will see you next week on the Sports Authorities. Bye.
Bye. Bye.